continuing with Popper. While the problems of the day are largely personal, the building of the future must necessarily be institutional. If the political problem is approached by asking who should rule, and if Plato's principle of leadership is adopted, that is to say, the principle that the best should rule, then the problem of the future must take the form of designing institutions for the selection of future leaders, unquote. And Popper will subsequently acknowledge that that is precisely what we got, an education system that propagandizes to children and youth, as we saw last week in discussing one of Plato's too many to count disingenuous passages of propaganda. I've been using the phrase the logic of rule to describe the impetus behind the global privatization dehumanization process. For what is slavery if not dehumanization? And what is rank if not likewise? So behind these global processes, privatization, dehumanization, and for the last 2.5 centuries, accumulation, the impetus behind these processes is the logic of rule. And accumulation has been marching lockstep with privatization and dehumanization for the past 2.5 centuries. And that's worth a long conversation in and of itself. I mean, in previous shows, we noted that progress is a Ponzi scheme. And key to the ideology of progress is this notion of stages of development. And so from dehumanization, they like to present it almost as a sequence. Dehumanization, ancient slavery, to privatization, to accumulation, almost as if there's been an advance, when it's just the opposite. We've become less and less powerful as human beings. More and more of our soul has been ceded to power. And the accumulation we've been seeing since the French Revolution, this accumulation accelerated precisely because power got organized. So all of these processes, I mean seriously organized, I'm talking about exponential. They like to think of it as the Industrial Revolution as being some sort of magical process, as opposed to the truth. Power got seriously organized with the Bill of Exchange, the creation of the international gold standard. So accumulation accelerated precisely because power got organized. So all of these processes, which power's pundit so considerately and voluminously systematized for it, hide the hand behind them, provide thought cover to create the illusion of naturalness, of some alleged natural development, of things unfolding as they must. And so scientifically, satisfactorily for pundits, because it creates a need for them, and of course most satisfactorily for power, as it maintains this provision by the pundits, our disorganization and confusion, which is key to power's control. So let's take a moment and test it for soundness, the logic of rule, to see if it really is a necessary for us. Is it really necessary for our future? Quoting Popper again, we have seen that Plato's idea of justice demands fundamentally that the natural rulers should rule and the natural slaves should slave. It's part of the historicist demand that the state, in order to arrest all change, should be a copy of its idea or of its true nature, quote unquote, still quoting Popper. This theory of justice indicates very clearly that Plato saw the fundamental problem of politics in the question, who shall rule the state? Unquote. And my interjection, do any outside of the ranks of power still believe in the notion of natural rulers and natural slaves? Maybe so, if we substitute the word followers for slaves. So let's ask it. Let's test these notions. Are the majority followers by nature? We're certainly trained to be so. But I don't believe for a nanosecond that any of us are by nature followers. By nature, we're cooperative, social, like the bees. And like the bees, each individual is capable of assuming any task needed for the reproduction of the group, at least in potential. But power wants to freeze our natural process of continuous growth, freeze it to keep us children, easy to mold, easy to control.